Chances are you've heard of Alan Alda. However, chances are also that you didn't know he founded an organization that helps scientists learn to communicate their ideas to the public. This Thursday afternoon, one of their instructors will be speaking as part of the UWF Great Minds Lecture Series. James Ray is a workshop instructor with the Alan Alda Center for Communicating Science. We spoke last week, and I asked how he takes someone who is used to speaking in scientific language or jargon and gets them to communicate their message to a schlub like me.
Yeah, sure. It boils down to this. Most people assume when you're talking about communicating science to different audiences that it's all about the language. Are you filtering your jargon? Are you using vivid analogies? And all of that is certainly very important. But Alan's point, and it lies at the heart of the center and the ideas that he developed that became the center, is this idea that before you worry about the language, first and foremost, are you creating and maintaining a connection with the audiences in front of you? So whether it's one person or 200 people, whether it's live in front of them or over a television interview, are you thinking about them and engaging them in as personal a way as possible, as if you were talking to them over coffee at a coffee shop? If you can do that, if you can really be present with the person you're talking to and really understand where they're coming from, then you're more likely to move them, and it makes it a lot easier to then find the language that's going to connect with them and make your ideas make sense.
One of the challenges must be to make it understandable yet not dumb the thing down.
Yeah, we try to avoid the phrase dumbing it down because people can understand these concepts. People will understand complex concepts if they're spoken in a language that they understand. What you might think is that a certain scientist with the language they're speaking, it's the equivalent as if they were perhaps speaking Portuguese and they're talking to someone else who speaks English. It's simply a different language. So it's not as much about the concepts as the language involved, and can you translate it into language that the person or the people in front of you can understand? And if they are complex concepts, can you unweave them in a way that helps the person understand the flow of that concept? But if you can do that in language, again, that they understand, then you can get highly technical concepts across to just about any audience.
Well, you're coming to Pensacola and not giving one of your full workshops. You've got a lecture series coming up. What can people expect to hear and or learn?
Our hope with the lecture series, we've got about an hour and a half with the audience, and so we want to at first, you know, give them a brief introduction to the center and how it came to pass, you know, based on Alan's ideas and coming into this. But pretty quickly, we want to get past that, and even with however large a group it is, and even in just an hour and a half, we want to sort of introduce this approach we're talking about. Is, are you connecting with your audience? Are you choosing the right language that will connect with them? And really start to put that audience through a few exercises to give them a taste of what it likes to feel to do that. We love to have a group for a full day or 2 days or 3 days even, these full workshops we do, which are really give us a chance to dive in on these things with the audience. But even in an hour and a half, we've had great success getting these ideas across and getting the full audience, again, no matter the size, a chance to work on putting their ideas through these exercises. Hopefully enough of it catches that as they go forward, they can continue to practice it, whether they're teaching a class or giving a radio interview or talking to their cousins at a barbecue.
Will people other than scientists get something out of this?
Yes, and I know this lecture in particular is open to a wide range of people. We all have something in our lives that we understand deeply that other people don't, whether it's an attorney, an accountant, a science teacher, a math teacher. It may be that you love to play guitar and have a hard time explaining your rig to your friends. Anytime you're in this situation where there's something that you love and understand deeply that those around you don't have experience in, you've entered into the challenges that the scientists have. How do I communicate this, my interest in it, and the technicalities behind it to anyone else I talk to? So, you know, whatever someone's knowledge, and maybe we'll have a Navy officer there, for example, who's, you know, knows a great deal about how to run a Navy ship, and a lot of that's very technical and complex, and how can that be communicated more effectively to anyone he or she's talking to? So the stuff we're talking about will help any of these folks, I think, relate these ideas to the rest of the world. The fun part about these, what's been called a lecture, is that it's in many ways truly not a lecture. We folks who come to this can expect to participate and to have a chance to, again, put some of their ideas to the test through some of the exercises we do and you know, try a different language and with each other and with the full group and see what works and what doesn't. So I'll be up there yammering on a little bit, but pretty soon we get folks talking to each other and out of their seats and make it as interactive an experience as possible. We want people to have fun, be challenged, have fun some more. It just should be a little bit hard for them, and then they'll have some more fun.
James Ray is a workshop instructor with the Alan Alda Center for Communicating Science. He'll be speaking at the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition in downtown Pensacola this Thursday afternoon at 6 as part of the UWF Great Minds Lecture Series. The presentation is free and open to everyone. Bob Barrett, WWF News.